And Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making news around the world and a bit more on this story, I think.
Yeah, too. Indeed. On this story, the declaration of the national emergency in the United States. You might remember back in December, US President Donald Trump shut down the US government over this same issue. And just before he did so, he said this.
If we don't get what we want, one way or the other, whether it's through you, through a military, through anything you want to call, I will shut down the government.
Okay, absolutely. Fair enough.
And
we
I am
disagree.
Proud, and I'll
we
tell
disagree.
You what, I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck. I will take the mantle. I will be the one to shut it down. I'm not going to blame you for it.
That comment was really all the Democrats needed to effectively blame the entire thing on Donald Trump and win the messaging war over the shutdown. In his press conference announcing the national emergency on Friday, Donald Trump gave the Democrats pretty similar ammunition.
I could do the wall over a longer period of time. I didn't need to do this. But I'd rather do it much faster. And I don't have to do it for the election. I've already done a lot of wall for the election. 2020.
He says he didn't need to do this, and here's how the Democrats are responding.
Well, he himself said it. He did not need to announce or declare a crisis. He did not have to call this an emergency. It's become clear that this is not an emergency, not only because no one believes it is, but because Donald Trump himself has said it's not.
That's Xavier Becerra, who is the Attorney General of California, who is one of the people launching a lawsuit against the Trump administration to get this declaration of the national emergency overturned. But this admission by the president has also provided fodder for comedy shows, including Saturday Night Live, which again wheeled out actor Alec Baldwin to impersonate Donald Trump's press conference.
That's why we need wall, because wall works. Wall makes safe. You don't have to be smart to understand that. In fact, it's even easier to understand if you're not that smart. So you can all see why I got to fake this national emergency, right? I have to because I want to. It's really simple.
President Trump has responded to this SNL sketch on Twitter, saying nothing funny about tired Saturday Night Live on fake news NBC. Question is, how do the networks get away with these total Republican hit jobs without retribution? Likewise for many other shows. Very unfair and should be looked into. This is the real collusion. He followed this up with an all-caps tweet reading, "The rigged and corrupt media is the enemy of the people." The Democratic Party is making the argument that if this is worthy of a national emergency, then other things are worthy of a national emergency as well. Here's the chair of the Democratic National Committee, Tom Perez.
You know where there's a national emergency? There's a national emergency of gun violence. There's a national emergency in health care. We have a national emergency on climate. We have a national emergency of voter suppression. We have a national emergency for women who work a fair day's wage and don't get a fair day's pay. Folks, we have a national emergency. Those are the emergencies we should be dealing with.
So there are two questions. One you've been discussing, which is whether the emergency is legal. The other is a political question because the Congress has the ability to overturn the president's national emergency declaration, though they will need some Republicans to come on board, as Bruce Fein said. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina was asked if he backed the president, given some of the money the president reappropriates could come from the military construction budget, which, among other things, is set to build a new middle school in Kentucky.
I would say it's better for the middle school kids in Kentucky to have a secure border. We'll get them the school they need, but right now we got a national emergency on our hands. Opioid addiction is going through the roof in this country. Thousands of Americans died last year and dying this year because we can't control the flow of drugs into this country, and all of it's coming across the border.
But Congressman Will Hurd, a Republican who represents a district in Texas which includes 800 miles of the U.S.-Mexico border, says he's not so sure.
First and foremost, I don't think we needed a national emergency declaration. Now, that is not a tool that the president needs in order to solve this problem. This is a problem.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is missing out on all this fun. He's on a European tour and struggling a little bit with his applause lines. He keeps pausing in his speeches for applause, but not getting any, like this.
Really? I bring greetings from the 45th President of the United States of America, President Donald Trump. Last August...
It also happened
That's
when
awkward.
He it is. It also happened when he called on European countries to follow the Trump administration in abandoning the Iran nuclear deal and reimposing sanctions on the Iranian regime.
The time has come for our European partners to withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal and join with us as we bring the economic and diplomatic pressure necessary to give the Iranian people, the region, and the world the peace, security, and freedom they deserve. We must not let this opportunity slip from our hands.
It's look, European crowds can be difficult at the best of times. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has rejected that call overnight, Fran.
Matt, thank you very much. I was waiting for the applause. No. I was waiting for the grab. Matt, thanks very much.
Cheers, Fran.
It's 8 minutes to 7 on breakfast. It's live radio for you, folks. Fran Kelly with you on this Monday morning.